Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are here on the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. We're going to proceed now with that, and I will ask when I call your name to the for the presenter to come forward, stand at the podium, and briefly tell us why you are presenting the applicant for admission on motion to the bar in Ohio. At the time you are at the podium, if the applicant would stand at their seat while you are speaking, that is what we would ask you to do. So the first one is Timothy Ammer, and the applicant is Knight Stanford Anderson.
Chief Justice O'Connor, Justices of the Supreme Court, I'm honored to come before you this morning. My name is Tim Ammer, and to present Mr. Knight Anderson for admission to the Ohio State Bar. I've known Mr. Anderson and have litigated with him in mass tort litigation for almost 20 years. During that time, he has proven himself to be a leader in that litigation, and I believe he will be an excellent addition and an asset to the State Bar of Ohio. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Judge James Green, on behalf of Latoya Marla Berry.
May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor and the Associate Justices, good morning. I am here on behalf of Ms. Latoya Berry. I have to admit I've only known her yet this year, but in the short time that I've known her, I've gotten to know quite a bit about her. As it turns out, her law school dean in the state of Illinois, the law school she attended, was a former law professor of mine at the Moritz College of Law, and we've had quite a few opportunities to converse about her, and we've had a number of phone conversations, she and I, about the things she's done, and I've been quite impressed in the 6 years or so that she's been practicing, including her having an opportunity to argue before the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and having a chance to sit on the Character and Fitness Board for the state of Illinois, where she's licensed. She's also licensed in the state of Missouri, and she has an interest in relocating and starting a private practice here in Ohio in the Dayton area. So I am proud to present her and think she would be a welcomed addition to the bar of the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Robert Hoffer, on behalf of Nicholas Charles Birkenhauer.
Morning, Chief Justice and Justice of the Supreme Court. I'm very honored today to present Nicholas Birkenhauer, an associate in my office, to be admitted to the Ohio Bar. Nick has worked for me for quite a few years in labor and employment field. He's very active in the community. He was an Eagle Scout growing up, and I think he'll be an attribute to the Ohio Bar going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Austin, on behalf of Aaron Higgins Cregan.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Michael Austin. I have known Aaron Cregan in a professional capacity for the last 2.5 years. And I've always found her to be a fine attorney and a diligent professional, and I think she would be a great addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria Kopechtis, on behalf of Anne Marie Fitz. No, excuse me, Michael Dukovich.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Maria Kopechtis. I'm here to present Mr. Dukovich for admission to the Ohio Bar. I have met Mr. Dukovich this year. He was introduced to me by another attorney that I have known for 25 years. I believe that he would be an advocate, zealously advocating for his clients, upholding the laws of of Ohio, and I would present him with honor to this court.
Thank you very much. Robert Fitz, on behalf of Anne Marie Fitz.
Madam Justice, other justices, I'm Robert Fitz. Anne Marie Fitz is my daughter. I have known her for more than 30 years, obviously. She has been practicing, elsewhere for 11 years and has decided to return to the good state of Ohio to resume her practice here. I have known her, obviously, and she is an outstanding attorney. She is authorized to practice before the Supreme Court of the United States. She's been recognized in another state as a rising star, and I think she would be a valuable addition to the roster of attorneys practicing here in the state of Ohio.
Thank you very much. And I present her. Thank you. Lawrence Goodwin, Jr., on behalf of John Hughes Henderson III.
Good morning, Chief Justice, Justices of the Court. My name is Buddy Goodwin. I'm here to present John Henderson, who is a partner in my law firm, Stalking and Ogden. He practices mostly out of our Evansville office, but also in wants to practice in Ohio as well, obviously. I've known John 12, 13 years. Exceptional character, exceptional lawyer. He's our practice group leader and somewhat my boss, so I guess I would be saying that anyway, but it's true. I think it will make a great member of the bar, and I recommend him for admission.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charles Faruqi, on behalf of Michael Allen Jacobs.
Chief Justice O'Connor, Associate Justices, good morning. It's a double pleasure for me to be here, once to be in your court, and second to present Michael Jacobs as a member of the bar of this court. I've known Michael for over 25 years. He majored in chemistry at Indiana University, has his law degree from the University of Louisville, and an LLM from George Washington University. I have worked with him as he has been general counsel of some of our firm's clients. I know him to be bright and hardworking, and I would close with an ethical point. I've been a member of the bar of this court since 1974. I've worked with many general counsels. Michael is very impressive because he is absolutely fearless and candid in telling senior management the facts and what he thinks and what his advice is, even when he knows that they don't want to hear it. And that makes him a credit to the profession and a credit to the bar of this court. Thank you.
Thank you. Jason Jackson, on behalf of Abigail Connor Clamart.
Madam Chief Justice, Associate Justices, may it please the court. I'm here to recommend Abigail Clamart for admission to the bar. I've known Abigail for a couple of years now. When she began her move back to Ohio from Texas to the small village of Deersville in Harrison County, I serve as their solicitor. She came to a meeting. We began a friendship. I also serve as the magistrate of the court in Yorksville, Ohio. She's come, sat in on days where we've had hearings. I believe that Abigail is a very accomplished attorney, as shown by her record in Texas, and I would highly recommend her for admission to the bar in the state.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lawrence Goodwin, on behalf of Sarah Catherine Mills.
Chief Justice, Justice of the Court, I'm here also to present Sarah Mills. Sarah practices mainly out of our Lexington office, and I practiced there with her for probably 10 to 11 years and got to know her very well. Exceptional lawyer and active in the community, serves on the board of United Way, if not still did at one point. She practices in our mineral law group as well and desires to be admitted in Ohio. Again, I think she'll make an excellent member of the bar, and I recommend her for admission.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Logsdon, on behalf of Michael James Moore II.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Jeremy Logsdon. I'm here to present Michael Moore. Michael Moore has been a friend of mine for 30 years from West Texas. We were childhood friends. I know him to be of good moral character. He's a good friend, and he's a great attorney. I recommend him for admission to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Lauren Solomini, on behalf of Peter Andrew Solomini.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Lauren Solomini, and I'm pleased to present my husband, Peter Solomini, for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Peter and I have recently moved back to Ohio after having lived in New York for several years, where Peter practiced with the law firm of Latham & Watkins. I know him to be a very conscientious and hardworking attorney, and I know that he will be an asset to our bar here in Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Graciela Schoenfrau, on behalf of Craig Allen Stokes.
Chief Justice O'Connor and Associate Justice, it is my pleasure to
present Craig Stoes to the court. I've known Craig actually since I started practicing law 16 years ago. It was difficult for me to actually say that out loud to him. I have known him through those years while he has been representing his clients in agricultural law. He has been a strong advocate for the farmers and for everyone that has an interest in agricultural law, and it is my pleasure, and I think he will be a strong advocate in Ohio. Thank you.
Charles Misfit II, on behalf of Suzanne Renee Sylvester.
May it please the court, my name is Charles Mifsud. I am here today to present for admission Suzanne Sylvester to the Bar of Ohio. Suzanne is a native of Medina, Ohio, and has spent 13 years working at several firms in New York City. She's mainly practiced in the field of mergers and acquisitions. She's moved back to Ohio to continue raising her family, and she intends to establish her own practice. I've known Suzanne for over 25 years. I know her to be of high moral character, and I know she's a fantastic attorney. And for those reasons, I'm confident that she'll make a great addition to the Bar of Ohio, and I would ask for her admission.
Thank you. Is Mr. Corcoran in the room? Thank you. All right, we will now, do I have a motion for admittance?
You do, in fact. I move the admission of all of the applicants.
Thank you. I'm now going to ask Justice O'Neill to administer the oath. Will the applicants please come forward? And the marshals will instruct you on where to stand at the base of the steps. Okay, if you'd move down and make some room for the...
If you would please raise your right hand. In the administration of the oath, I will use the word swear. However, if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. I state your name.
I, Anna Henderson.
Hereby swear I will support the Constitution and the laws.
Hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and the laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and the laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney.
In my capacity as an attorney.
And officer of the court.
And officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility. And show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons.
Clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons.
I will honestly faithfully and competently.
Faithfully and competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bar in Ohio. Marshal, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.